I'm going to plant a flag and say that the fourth film in the Terminator series is not science fiction. Furthermore, that's exactly its problem. Arguing about whether something is science fiction is probably self-defeating, but that didn't stop us from trying to do it for 7 years, once a month, for 2 hours at a shot, during which time I attended the venerable Bloomington, Indiana Science Fiction Discussion Group. And if you think a political or a religious argument can get heated, just put a dozen hardcore science fiction fans in a circle and ask them to define their passion. In fact, maybe SF is a religion. Then again, nobody in the science fiction field itself has ever proposed even a workable definition of the genre that didn't get shrugged off or burned to the ground. When we start splitting hairs, things get slippery, and more works can be filed in numerous places. Hence, terms are coined, such as hard SF, where the science is rigorous, and soft SF, like the so-called soft sciences, perhaps social issues or psychology are inventive, but at the expense of cutting-edge physics. But again, there is no room in science fiction for Terminator salvation. That's because SF is primarily a field of ideas, and salvation doesn't have any of those. Not about science, not about fiction, other than let's keep things moving. At least one facet of the Terminator series hasn't gone straight downhill, and that's the special effects. The first film was down and dirty, though the night photography was pretty nice, and the makeup by Stan Winston, turning Arnold's face into half-robot, worked well. The second film did its part to push the movies into the computer graphics age. The third Terminator, we can skip. And now this new one, with effects by Industrial Light and Magic, and it's cutting edge again, if last year you thought Transformers was cutting edge.